Welcome to Coffee and Catastrophe, Writers on a Caffeine High, Season 2, Episode 10, Extra Extra, Read All About It, Newsletters! I'm William Brian Johnson, author of Hell to Pay, and coming soon, The Dark Cry of Aristide.
And I am D.A. Bale, author of the Deepest Darkness series, and the Bartender Babe Chronicles, and maybe someday, my space opera series, The Outliers.
If you want to follow my exploits and exploits? I know, it always hits me weird. If you want to follow what I do in Storm Chasing, go ahead and follow me at www.ruminationofthunder.com. If you want to see what I'm doing on the writing sphere, go to fatherthunder.blogspot.com.
And if you want to check out my work, you can go to dabalepublishing.blogspot.com.
I came up with a hook.
You came up with a hook?
Yeah.
What, you going fishing?
No, I got my hook for Dark Cry of Aristide.
Ooh!
Can I use my big movie voice?
Oh, in a world that movie voice?
Yes, yes.
Okay, in a world.
In a world that denies magic, the next weapon may be the child of a god.
Ooh, I have goosebumps.
I do too, strangely enough.
Well, I'm going to have a drink of coffee, maybe okay. That'll help.
Yeah, I'm still off coffee, so.
Yeah, I don't know how you survive.
Not well.
No, you're gonna have to, after school's out, you're gonna have to start drinking coffee again.
Of course.
Because I feel all alone here, just drinking coffee all by myself. It's like a drunk drinking alcohol by themselves or something, I don't know.
And I just have my nice refreshing canister of water right here.
Boring!
Alright, so newsletters.
Newsletters, or mailing lists.
Do you do a mailing list?
Actually, I do. And you know what? I learned the hard way, the value of a mailing list for self-published authors, indie authors.
What is the value of a mailing list for self-published authors?
Well, back in 2014, I got a BookBub. And if you don't know what a BookBub is, then read all about it on my blog and everything. But BookBub is one of the marketing sites that I've referenced many a time.
And I think we talked about that in a previous episode.
Yep, we sure did. And it's like the holy grail of marketing. If you can get a BookBub, they're like stupid expensive. But if you can get a BookBub, that's going to take your recognition, your books, your sales. It's going to just impact you in a way that nothing else can. One, it's interesting too, because on K-boards, you know, people will come up and go, oh, you know, I finally got a BookBub after how many years and how many submissions and stuff like that. I finally got a BookBub. And then they're freaking out because it's like, oh my gosh, and it's like $500, $600, $700, you know, they want me to pay for this. And it's just like, everybody is like going, pay it now, grit your teeth, close your eyes, just pay the thing. You will more than make back that in sales on other books in the series and everything.
And generally it depends on genre. It's not always $700. It's
right.
It depends.
And it depends upon if you just do a domestic BookBub, if you do an international BookBub only, or if you do the entire world.
Wow.
Yeah. It's huge. Huge. They've got millions of people on their list.
I'm gonna do a copy of Hell to Pay in Swahili.
Okay, that's just weird. Let's get back to mailing lists and newsletters.
If you're a speaker of Swahili and you would like to translate Hell to Pay, please contact William Brian Johnson at catastrophiccoffee@gmail.com.
But anyway, so whenever I got a BookBub back in 2014, I had no idea the impact that could potentially have on my writing. If I would have realized back then, you know, what a BookBub could potentially do for me, whenever I, you know, signed up for one, I would never have gone into it without having a mailing list.
That way you could have gotten the names on the people that were interested in your product beforehand.
Well, and whenever the third book was out, because at that point in time I only had Running Into the Darkness and Piercing the Darkness out, and Running Into the Darkness ran as a freebie. And so the only sales that I got, which again, still more than paid for my, around the world BookBub, you know, it more than paid for it.
Just curious, did you have international sales?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the international is worth it?
Yes, yes. Okay. But see, I didn't have my third book out yet at that time. Uh-huh. And so after my BookBub, when people were buying up the second book and then reading it right away, and then I was getting all these emails from people, where's the third book? When are you going to publish the third book? When is it going to be out? And all this kind of stuff and everything. I was fielding tons and tons and tons and tons of emails. I mean, it was huge. And it wasn't until a year and a half, 2 years later, that I finally got the third book out. And by then, interest in the stupid thing had waned. Huh. But I still had a group of people that I emailed that had expressed interest in it. And so I just sent out a blanket email to people, letting them know that it was when it was available as a pre-order. Uh-huh. And I got, you know, decent sales for the pre-order, but not nearly what I would have had if I could have put together a mailing list and all of those hundreds of people sign right. up for my mailing list so that I could make the announcement when the new one was out.
So with the BookBub, at what point would you do it? If you were doing a trilogy, would you wait till all three books were out, or would you do it at certain points?
Well, I would definitely say you want to at least have two books out. Uh-huh. If you could get it when your entire series was done, that's always the goal there. But getting a BookBub is so hard now uh-huh. that you just keep submitting and keep submitting and keep submitting until they finally take you, regardless of what else you have out.
Right. So how many times have you done BookBub?
I've only gotten the one time.
Just one.
Just okay. the one time. But since I didn't have a mailing list, there was no place for people. I lost tons of sales.
Right.
Potential sales, because I didn't have the third book out at the time, and I didn't have a mailing list for right. people to sign up for the announcement when the third book was going to be out. So it was extremely frustrating whenever I realized, you know, again, it goes back to that whole thing of, I was doing this all on my own. I didn't have any guidance or anything like that in the things that I needed to do. You know, I didn't know where to go to figure out how to set up a mailing list or what to do. You know, I'm not a techie person.
Right.
But, I didn't know of any of the companies out there that do mailing lists. So I really hurt myself in the long run. You know, so I finally, last year, it took me this long, but finally last year, whenever I was getting ready to release my fourth book in the Bartender Babe Chronicles, that's when I finally started setting up a mailing list. Because by that point in time, I already had three books out, the fourth book was getting ready to come out, and so I finally decided last summer to get a mailing list started, and, you know, I had really good sales for probably my best pre-order sales for Die Before You Wake on that last year. And I was really pleased with it. Gave me an opportunity to see the impact that a mailing list can have on you.
Right. So what do you put into a newsletter?
Well, let's first of all talk about where you can go to set up a mailing list as an author.
Okay.
You want to talk about that? Let's do that. Two of the big ones that are out there, just start taking notes, people. Two of the big ones that are out there are MailChimp and MailerLite. That's MailChimp.com and MailerLite, MailerLite.com. And there's constant debate about which one's better. Now, I'm on MailChimp.
Uh-huh. I signed up for MailChimp on Rumination of Thunder many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've never done anything
with it. Never done anything with it? Well, you can revive. You can revive yourself. Or you can decide if you want to do a different site. Like I said, I've started with MailChimp, and mainly because it has a completely free program up to 2,000 followers. You can get up to 2,000 followers and remain forever free.
Wow.
MailerLite only allows you up to 1,000 followers and signups to remain free. But I'm not even up to 1,000 people yet, so
I've got 4 fans on Rumination of Thunder. Thank you, guys.
But do you have anybody on your mailing list?
No.
But the one thing that I have seen, MailChimp until they started getting, last year, they started putting up templates.
Okay.
And you could start creating templates, and it made it a lot easier because I didn't know anything about HTML. I don't know coding or anything like that.
I've done limited stuff. There's YouTube's a great resource for that if you ever have to learn, but it's a learning curve. I mean, it's not something you're going to watch once and run with it.
Exactly. And those that have used MailerLite say that MailerLite is a lot easier. They've got pre-formatted templates and stuff like that. It's just like drag and drop to create your campaigns and things like that.
So very similar to the way that Blogger was set up for web pages.
Yes, yes, very much so. So, you know, if you're looking more for ease of use, probably MailerLite starting out is a good way to go. And if you think you're just going to, you know, slowly build up a list, you know, up to 1,000, it's free. One of the other things that in researching both of these sites that I realized too is MailerLite is cheaper because they have different, after the free period, when you get so many that you have to start paying for their service, they have a lot of tiers. Like up to, you know, 2,000, up to 3,000, up to 5,000 or something like that. And each time you break into a new tier, I mean, those aren't exactly the tiers. Don't quote me on that. Just go on their website and find out. But if at each tier level, you just have a gradual increase in the monthly fee for maintaining that
service.
Right. And MailChimp, once you go over 2,000 signups, there's another level that'll allow you up to 2,000 signups and unlimited emails per month, which nobody's going to probably ever go over their maximum number of emails allowed. You know, so I mean, the idea of unlimited emails is really no big deal, but they get pretty expensive really fast on MailChimp. But again, since I'm not outside the free range of it yet, I don't worry about it so much.
It's marketing.
Exactly. You know, and I'm poor, so I'm a poor, lowly, starving artist. And so I just am going with the free option on MailChimp. And there is a way that you can, I guess, switch your list over to MailerLite after you've been on MailChimp for a while and decide to switch over. Yes, it's cheaper over on MailerLite, but you still have a better, I guess, service on MailChimp after you get into their pro plans.
That makes sense.
And everything. Again, I've only ever used their free service, so I've never had to use all of that. But the ease of use, MailChimp has gotten a lot simpler over time, and I think because they were losing a lot of market share to MailerLite, because MailerLite was so simple to use, that I think MailChimp realized, oh, we gotta step up to the plate a little bit here, and give people more for their money that they're paying for our service versus MailerLite service.
So when you're putting together a newsletter, what do you put in it?
Well, some different things that you can consider. And this is, you know, your newsletter doesn't have to be real complicated. I typically just have a current news section where I talk about what's been going on, what's upcoming. You know, if there's a holiday coming up in that time period, then I'll you know, have some sort of little funny story or clip or something like that I'll share. But, you know, usually you want to share what's the news going on in your authorship world. And remember, these people are readers. They want to know some personal tidbits sometimes about you. If you've been on a vacation or your family's been doing something, you know, sometimes it's nice to share those personal little tidbits. You know, your favorite songs, you know, a special recipe or something like that. At that time of the year, like Thanksgiving, if there's something special you do for your turkey or something like that. That's one of the things. What, you go to the store and buy it?
No. I do a butter and bacon turkey. So I have a garlic butter mix that I make up, and I put it underneath the skin, and then I do a lattice work of bacon over the top of it.
Oh,
and yeah, it's an incredible bird when it comes out.
Oh, I'm coming to your house for Thanksgiving this year. But you know, if you're going to be having a sale on one of your books, you can reference that. If you've got a new release coming out, if you want to do a cover reveal in your newsletter, you always want to focus on your newsletter people first. If you're going to post, say, your cover reveal or something like that on your website later, you know, maybe give the newsletter people that week ahead of time, they make them feel special.
Right.
You know.
They're your followers, so.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, they're invested in you.
That's actually what I did call my followers before, my minions.
Minions? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. And then if there's another book that you've recently read that you really enjoyed that you want to share and promote another author, if another author's having a sale or a new release coming out, it doesn't always have to be just about you. If you've got an appearance, maybe, that you're going to be somewhere at maybe a Comic-Con. I know another author, he does a lot of Comic-Cons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he'll post something on his website, he'll post something in his newsletter. But again, always give your newsletter people that little extra tidbit ahead of time before you let anybody else know about it. Make them feel special and everything there. Another thing people are always wondering about are how often should I send out my newsletter?
Yeah, you don't want to spam. You don't want your stuff ending up in the spam folder.
Exactly. And there's a way you can avoid doing that. Don't ever use a Gmail address.
Really?
Yeah, you don't want to ever use a Gmail address because a lot of times, you know, Hotmail address, Gmail address, and stuff like that.
The free email accounts get shut down.
Yeah, typically those end up getting tossed into spam folders more often than not.
Good to know.
Yeah. But one of the things, you know, I know some authors who send it out once a month. I know some authors who send them out twice a month. I know some authors that do it quarterly. And then there's other authors that only put it out when they have announcements or things to share and stuff like that. That's kind of me. I have to admit, I don't do a monthly newsletter or anything like that on a standard basis. I just put one out whenever I feel like it, whenever I've got something to share with my people. So,
which I can see. I can see some of the marketing ideas, especially with Arista, that I can throw into this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially if I get a hold of an artist.
Just
some thoughts.
Yeah, you could like have some
little
drawings or something
like that.
Yeah. One of the things, too, you know, that people are always talking about is how do I build my list? You know, how do I get people to sign up for my newsletter? And there's two schools of thought. You've got organic growth, and then you've got incentives to get people to sign up,
okay.
Like giveaways.
I was going to say invocation and necromancy, but whatever.
I personally chose to have my people sign up. My people, it makes me sound so important. My readers, my fans.
Minions.
Oh, gosh.
Worship me.
Okay, Thor. But I typically chose to have my readers follow me organically. You typically get a much higher open rate. Mm-hmm. You get a lot more engagement that way individually with your readers. You have a slow build to your mailing list.
Right.
So it's a little bit harder to get those numbers up.
Which I'm remembering now. I think the reason I did MailChimp was I was doing a lot of blog hops back when I was doing Hell to Pay and was starting to get a lot of people following me.
On your website?
Yeah, and I wanted to give them a little bit something else to keep in touch with them.
Yeah,
just the blog.
little stories or something like that.
Yeah. Which, boy, I mean, even blogging, I've really fallen behind on.
Well, blogging, for a while, kind of lost its market share and everything like that. But I still see a lot of successful people in the blog world, and I'm wondering, I heard somewhere that blogging may be making a comeback, so.
Oh. I wonder if it's a 2.0 type thing that they're going to completely
revamp it. I have no clue. Don't know at the moment. Don't care. But then the other way to build your list, which is what a lot of authors do, is to have an incentive or a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the back end of the book, the ebook, whenever they finish, you know, a reader finishes a book, there'll be an offer to sign up for an author's mailing list. And they'll say, you know, and hey, get this free, maybe short story about the character that they just read about in the book they just finished, you know, or a novelette. And in some cases, I've even seen them incentivize book two in the series completely free if they'll sign up for their newsletter.
You know, I should have done that with Ballad of Mercy Tyler, which was
that would have been awesome. Yeah, the
short story
kind of prequel.
That, yeah, fell into the story of Hell to Pay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But you didn't have that, like, up for sale anywhere because it was so short.
Right.
Yeah. I think the only place you had it was on Smashwords.
It was on Smashwords, and I think it's still on Amazon. It's still on my Amazon site, yeah.
Had no idea. See, it shows you how long it's been since I've even looked at that.
I have a page, people.
Yes! But giveaways are a great way to grow your list very rapidly. The only problem is you get a lot of unsubscribes.
Oh, yeah.
You get a lot more people complaining that you're spamming them.
Right. Well, I know that the ones I sign up for, and usually I get suckered in the photography world. Hey, we're doing a class on this. Sign up to the mailing list. We'll send you the PDF. And it's good information. And then you get 20 emails a week, 30 emails a week. And yeah, those are the ones I finally go back and unsubscribe to.
Well, and see, that's a lot of what happens too. Whenever you grow your list with incentives, you know, you still grow your list a lot faster, and you do keep probably the majority of those people on your list, but are those people really going to be fans that are invested in buying your next book and stuff like that?
I would think that they would be, as long as you weren't always trying to hard sell.
And that's the important thing. You need to always be mentioning your books. You know, you need to have links in your newsletter that allow them to purchase your books easily.
But it's kind of the organic information thing.
Right.
Share who you are, what you're doing.
Don't be constantly pushing.
And for $4.99.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the used car salesman effect. The only thing with that as well, too, with giveaways, you're going to end up hitting the top of your free period, your free signups, a lot faster, and you're going to end up going into having to pay a monthly fee for your mailing list at that point.
I can't imagine having 1,000 minions. It's an awesome thought, but...
Yeah, exactly. Which, I know, I think last time it was that I shared... Last time or the time before, I shared about the fact that I'm putting together a pseudonym and a new publishing entity and stuff like that. Going to try to do some rapid release romances, kind of the steamy romance category, and no, I'm not going to share that all those details with you here, because I have to admit I'm not going to be as into these books and putting my name on these books as I probably would with my other stuff.
But you also have Outliers out there.
Right. Well, not out there yet, but it's hopefully going to be coming next year. Mm-hmm. I just need to focus on getting Bartender Babe, the last two books, totally finished up. But I'm probably going to, under the pseudonym, probably going to use Mailer Light, because, again, with the romance genre, you do have a tendency to grow a lot faster.
Right.
And so I figure I'd rather go with the cheaper option, even though it'll be free only up to 1,000 with Mailer Light. It's still a lot cheaper after that, and they have all those different tiers and everything. So really, it's important, I can't stress enough how important it is to have a mailing list and to put out a newsletter, you know, at least quarterly. I'm actually due for my next newsletter to come out this month, so I gotta figure out what I'm gonna write about.
Yeah.
And get that out there to the public, so.
Yeah, quarterly, especially with the pace that I write, be tough.
Quarterly's even tough?
For me, I could see quarterly being difficult just because if I'm not producing much. But, you know, I also think now that
you
could
even just
started...
share a little short story, though.
Right. But, I mean, I think now that since I am writing more, that hopefully the slowdown won't occur as much. And then I will start becoming a little bit more productive.
You do need to, get your mailing list sign-up created, so that you can add that to your websites.
Right.
Because then that way, you know, you could start with, one of the things that you've shared before is having little moments where you're reading the first chapter or something like that. Little snippets or something like that. You could do that and attach audio
the
to the newsletter so that they can just click the button, go to the audio and listen to your latest.
Or maybe I'll piece. Make the audio piece the prize for signing up.
There you go. Yeah. That would be good. I don't know where you're going to do that, but speaking of the giveaways, one of the things that you have to do is if you do choose to give a free copy of a book or a short story or a novella or something like that, you need to set up an account at InstaFreebie or BookFunnel. That's Insta, I-N-S-T-A, Freebie, R-F-E-E-B-I-E, or BookFunnel, B-O-O-K-F-U-N-N-E-L, because that's the mechanism with which your readership, your mailing list sign-up person will get that free book.
Okay.
That's typically how that works.
So it funnels into those programs.
Right.
Okay.
And you have to pay a small monthly fee for that service because they handle all of the distribution and everything for you that way. It makes it, it just streamlines easy. It, makes it all automatic and everything. Yeah. I know some people have used, like, coupon codes for Smashwords.
Uh-huh.
But those expire after a certain period of time, and of course those can be passed around to people
right.
freely, you know, if they choose to do that, so... But those are some options. Again, just make your newsletter, personalize it, give people a peek into who you are as an author and as just as a person, and share those opportunities for sales, you know, promoting other authors. That's the thing I like to do. I love to promote other authors. I participate in a group of other writers that do free promotions or 99-cent promotions on books and stuff like that. And so every month whenever they have that, whether I've got a book in that promotion or not, mm-hmm. I'll try to.
So what you're saying is that. I have to learn how to play well with others.
Yes, you do.
Crap, I need an agent. Let's let them deal with all this.
Sorry, I'm not volunteering. So on that happy note, I think that is
That's our newsletters.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you need a little bit of clarification about all of this, email us at catastrophiccoffee@gmail.com.
And you will find out that William Bryan Johnson loves taking care of bats in his newsletter.
Oh, boy.
I guess. I don't know. Who knows? I'll figure something out.
Okay, so quick question. Last thing
yes,
here.
Yes, I do have a bat house.
Well, as long as, never I, mind. Okay, I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
I'm Batman.
That's a bat cave, not a bat house.
Oh, okay.
Come on! Get your lore correct here. Do you think this will be the year that you release Arrested around October?
Yes.
Yes.
There's one caveat. I may try for a big publisher.
Really?
I may shop it through Wizards of the West Coast, and I may try for an agent. I haven't decided in what order.
Well, you tell us when you get to that point.
Yes, but I...
So if you're an agent out there listening, or you're, you know, with... Who is it?
Wizards of the West Coast. They're the ones Wizards that own Dungeons & Dragons and all that stuff.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, I mean, there's Tor, there's...
If you're one of these people, you know, contact Brian.
Like... catastrophiccoffee@gmail.com.
There you go.
But I plan on having the book done by mid-June. That's my
excellent.
That's my hope.
I'm ready to beta read.
Yes, I have you and actually several others that have offered to read it. And
yay!
Tell me.
And you know me, I'll bloody it up.
Oh, and it will be bloody by the time I get it back. Well, give me July to edit. So.
Okay. Well, then that gives you several months to get.
I'll give you less than a week to read it. It's like here you go, read, get done.
Oh, no, you need to give him more than that.
I know. The school anyway, starts in August. So.
There you go. Yes. So, that's it for us then.
I'm William Bryan Johnson.
And I am D.A. Bale, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.